This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Standard, of course. Yeah. Bismillah. Ready? Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala in hadith number 1872. Qala wa ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala kunna na'uddu li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil majlis al-wahid. 100 times, رب اغفر لي وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. راه أبو داود. Wow. Abdullah ibn Umar, he says in this hadith, he said, قال, we counted Allah's messenger saying 100 times during one single sitting. He used to say, رب اغفر لي, which means, oh Allah, forgive me, وتب علي, ya Allah, accept my tawbah, إنك أنت التواب الرحيم, ya Allah, because you are the one who's oft forgiving and most merciful, most compassionate. Like the Prophet ﷺ used to say these words, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Sahaba Abdullah ibn Umar, he says, we used to count in one sitting, the Prophet ﷺ would mention this about 100 times. We mentioned earlier that when the Sahaba used to say, 100 times, 70 times, they don't necessarily mean 100, 100 or 70. They mean a lot, right? Unless they're specific about the number, they will make it clear. But he says, we used to count 100 times, he's saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La Allahu Akbar, saying in this hadith, Rabbi ighfir li wa tub alayya innaka at-tawwabur rahim. What does that mean, Jama'ah? Many things. Of these things, what I've personally observed from some of our mashayikh, like Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, was one of those people, every time he never sits quiet. Basically, every time there is a session when he is being addressed with questions to answer, while the person is asking the question, you see the sheikh's lips are moving. And then when the question is over, he starts answering. And then when he's done answering, he goes back again to his dhikr, and the person asks another question. And he just look at him, he just keep moving his lips. Even when he's done from the session, as he's been escorted out, because you know he was actually visually impaired, he was blind, he couldn't see. So they would take him to his tent, and as he walks, he would be repeating his dhikr. We would walk with him, asking him questions, and between the question and the answer, he would be just doing dhikr. And I was wondering if the Prophet ﷺ, that's how he used to do. Like while he's sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, maybe they would be talking and chit-chatting and he would be sitting there and smiling and listening to them. At the same time, he's doing his dhikr. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَرْحَمَنِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Keep saying it over and over again, over and over again. So they would hear the Prophet ﷺ making dhikr. That is also the Prophet ﷺ, he himself is making that dhikr. And he is setting an example for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum wardahum. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to do dhikr day and night, whether you're actually during the day, during the night, during the evenings, on your side, on your bed, making dhikr all the time, that is the manifestation of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when he's with his sahaba radiallahu anhum, he is still making dhikr, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they picked it up. Like we were noticing him, he would notice when he was sitting with us, he would still be making dhikr. And what is his dua? He would say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ But wait a minute. I mean, who's saying that, Jama'ah? Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's asking forgiveness and pardon, right? And he's already been what? Forgiven. If he's the one who's been forgiven, still asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and ask Allah to pardon him and accept his tawbah. What do we need to do, Jama'ah? Non-stop, constantly seeking istighfar and asking and doing tawbah. So here when the Prophet ﷺ said, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُوبْ عَلَيَّ We spoke about that briefly earlier, last time actually. What's the difference between al-maghfirah and al-tawbah? We said al-maghfirah is from concealing the sins, right? Like you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conceal your sins. Consider your sins from the people to see them in this dunya and also from being charged with in the akhirah. So the meaning of forgiveness, not to be liable for them on the day of judgment or even the dunya. Like you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, overlook this for me and don't hold me accountable for it. That's the meaning of forgiveness. And if Allah forgave you, He's not going to pursue punishment for it. So that's the meaning of forgiveness. But that doesn't mean you're not going to, you know, face something else afterwards. Still. So that's why we ask for pardon. وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your tawbah, which means repentance, basically, khalas, alhamdulillah, we're done. And by the way, the word for tawbah in English that we usually use is the word repentance. But if you look into the definition of repentance from the Judeo-Christian tradition, specifically in Christianity and mystical Christianity, if you look at the meaning of repentance, it doesn't really match the meaning in Arabic. Because repentance in English, or at least in Christianity, it means it comes from a puritanical perspective, which means once you repent, you can't do this again. And you don't do this again. But we all know, if you make tawbah, what happens next? You're a human being. You might get weaker and do something else. Probably do the same thing again. Does that mean you're ruined? No. What do you need to do after that? Another tawbah. For the same thing? Yeah, for the same thing. Seek tawbah again. Okay, I will do tawbah again. But then a few weeks later, a few months later, what happens? Relapse, and maybe I go again into it. So what happens? What do you need to do? Tawbah again. Again and again and again. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of His names is what, Jama'ah? At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab. Which is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, using this hadith, this name. He said, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُوبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. What's the meaning of Tawwab here? At-Tawwab, it's a sigat mubalagha in the Arabic language. It's an expression of exaggeration. What does that mean? It's an expression expression of magnitude, which means it's not one tawbah. He's not just accepts tawbah or two tawbah or three tawbah. He's tawwab. And being tawwab, the one who oft forgiving, the one oft, you know, accepting the tawbah, means what? There's so many mistakes happening and so many tawbah from us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Which is why in Surah Al-Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ. He said غَفَّار as well. He didn't say غَافِر. غَفَّار like tawwab. Just like tawwab meaning frequent acceptance of tawbah, frequently pardoning people. غَفَّار also frequently forgiving people. Why? Because our mistakes are frequent. They happen a lot. So it requires what? A lot of maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. He says, I will frequently forgive for those who repent, تَابَ وَآمَنَ, have faith, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, they proved with their good deeds, ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى, and then remain steadfast on this path. Now finally, what's the correlation between maghfirah and tawbah? So some of the ulama, they say al-maghfirah and tawbah, two different things. Others, they say, no, it's the same thing. So how can they be the same thing if they were mentioned separately like that? So some, they say al-maghfirah is by tongue, wat tawbah through actions. Some, they say al-maghfirah is the beginning of your tawbah. Because the moment when you want to do tawbah, what do you start with? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ay Allah, forgive me. And then you do tawbah, right? And they say the same thing. The beginning of maghfirah is supposed to end with what? With tawbah. So they always come together. Tawbah and maghfirah always come together. Whether they're at one event or separate times. But you are required to always seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the least you do that is by saying, Allahumma ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli. Frequently you keep saying that. Like the Prophet mentioned this hadith, Rabbi ghfirli. And seeking tawbah, ask Allah to accept your tawbah, but it requires an action from you. We mentioned the three conditions for tawbah is, first of all, to quit the sin. Number two, to regret it. And number three, to determine you never go back again to it. If there was a sin committed between you and a human being, like you owe someone somebody, part of the tawbah is that you reconcile with them. But the idea is that you have to take action to seek tawbah, and then you ask Allah, Ya Allah, tub alayya, accept my tawbah. So remember this dua and keep saying it frequently, inshallah ta'ala, hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُوبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Let's repeat that three times, inshallah ta'ala. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُوبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُوبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُوبْ عَلَيَّ إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. May Allah forgive us our sins, Ya Rabbi Alameen, and guide our hearts to do sincere tawbah to Him, Ya Rabbi Alameen. Wallah. Any question, Jama? Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.